This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Daily Digest. I'm Sharmila Ganesan, and together with me, Tishao Eek. So before the break, we talked about the so-called hidden pandemic of child sexual abuse. Which has been perhaps made a little easier by the fact that many people are in lockdown, children are going online much more. And so we talked a little bit about ways to look out for signs and some of what we can do to help the situation. Mm-hmm. And now on to our second story.
Yes.
We have a Twitter poll.
Yep. We're asking you on our Twitter account, do you judge female politicians by what they wear? So far, 72.2% of you have said, no, you don't. It doesn't matter to you. 17.3% say, yes, you do. And you judge men too, equally. 5.6% of you say, sometimes. 4.8% of you, just a simple yes. So keep those votes coming in at BFM Radio. You can also WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 if you'd like to elaborate a little bit, especially, you know, if you do judge whether it's men or women, if you judge them sometimes or all the time, why? We kind of want to know what's the context for it. Yeah. So we're talking about this because a photo shoot involving Finland's Prime Minister Sanna Marin has received sexist backlash and sparked quite a bit of online debate. So the 34-year-old Marin, who's the world's youngest Prime Minister, by the way, she posed for the October issue of one of Finland's leading fashion magazines called Trendy with an I. And she was wearing a blazer with no, you know, blouse or t-shirt underneath. And the outfit was actually labeled inappropriate by many Finnish social media users soon after that.
Yes. So one social media user, for example, suggested that the outfit eroded her credibility, while another quite sarcastically commented, yeah, a real role model, and then proceeded to talk about how her cleavage can be seen in the outfit. Mm. There were also critics who said that the photo shoot was a waste of time for the Prime Minister herself, especially when the Finnish government is now dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic. And Aki Paising, who is a Finnish entrepreneur, claimed that Marine was attention-seeking in a blog post that was then shared by two male MPs from the opposition coalition.
Mm. I just want to add, for the benefit of those who haven't seen the photos from this magazine, like I said, Marine was wearing a blazer with no blouse or t-shirt underneath, but there was nothing revealing. You couldn't actually see, you could see some cleavage. I think that's the best way to describe
it. You can see her chest.
Yeah.
If you want to be specific.
Yes. Yeah. But nothing more revealing than that. Marie Palo, let me just get this very long name right. Marie Palo Salo Jusin Maki, who is the director of women's media at Trendy's parent company, she told CNN that, and I quote here, if you had to generalize it, the comments, it will be men saying it was wrong and women saying it was fabulous. And indeed, the shoot and the cover story, in which it featured Marine talking about the demands of her work and the challenges in balancing work with life, also prompted support on social media. And a lot of users, mostly women, but some men as well, were in fact posting their own photos of them wearing blazers with no blouse or shirt underneath.
Yes, that was actually quite
in
a great
solidarity.
Way to, but this, you know, it really isn't an isolated incident, because all over the world and for years, really, women politicians have constantly been scrutinized for what they wear. In November 2018, writer Eddie Scari of the Washington Examiner, he tweeted out a picture of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, or AOC, with the caption, "That jacket and coat don't look like a girl who struggles."
Mm. So, you know, it's important, of course, for us to make it clear that the issue isn't necessarily the criticism towards one's clothing per se, but rather it's the sexist double standards that we're talking about. As Anna North of Vox put it, and I quote here, "The problem comes in when the media or the public focuses on clothes in ways that belittle or demean the women wearing them, or when women are held to standards of dress or appearance that don't apply to men."
Yes, I mean, Vladimir Putin, for instance, the president of Russia, has repeatedly done topless photo shoots with absolutely no backlash whatsoever. Mm. Just, you know, a bunch of memes.
I didn't need that visual in my mind.
I know. But the point is that the criticism is never seen through this prism of gender.
Yes,
is
you're
it?
Right. Yeah.
You know, where else when it comes to women, there's just no escaping it. Sanna Marin was criticized for wearing clothes that are too revealing. AOC for clothes that don't seem to be working class girl enough. And Hillary Clinton famously was repeatedly called out for being unladylike for wearing pantsuits.
Mm, whereas somebody like Putin with the topless photos, it's meant to portray virility, right? And and I think that worked for him in that context.
Exactly.
And this isn't just happening internationally either. Here in Malaysia, back in 2018, YB Hannah Yeo was criticized for not wearing makeup. So one netizen said, "Hannah Yeo, you're very pretty. Can you please use lipstick when you go to work? Now you're our minister, so you must look the part lah." To which Hannah Yeo replied, "I wear lipstick when I feel like it, and I do not want to do it because I'm compelled to. Makeup does not in any way affect the quality of my work, and it should not in any way affect any women in their workplace." She also said, you know, no male politician would ever be told what cream he should put on his face. So she said she expects nothing less than the same treatment accorded to the deputy ministers who are men.
Yes. So clearly, clearly the examples are plenty. The question is, why does this keep happening and what can we do about it? Mm. So to help us unpack that a little bit, we have on the line Meera Samantar, who is the vice president of the Association of Women Lawyers. Welcome to the show, Meera. Now, to start off, would you agree that women in politics are unfairly judged and scrutinized for what they wear?
Hi, thank you for inviting me to the show. Before I answer your question, I just want to say, should the clothes a woman wears be even a point of discussion today in this day and age? Let's look at it. Sarin, she's 34 years of age, and I believe the youngest PM now. And it is a tremendous accomplishment that at that age, anyone at that age is leading a country. And she has brought about gender equality into the forefront, into the political arena. And she has brought a diversity of voices, offering different angles in decision-making. In fact, this is what I found. Finland has a male gender equality minister paving the way forward to mainstream gender issues. This is what we should be discussing, mind you. Now, how she is doing as a prime minister. I just wanted to put that record straight. But I know people are people. They have questions. They will critique. So, yeah. So do you think it's unfair to be judged? It is definitely unfair for Sana to be placed under such intense scrutiny. Because women across the world, women like me and you perhaps, are often reduced and valued based on what we look like. Women's sexuality and appeal, you know, it's often commodified to sell everything from cars to furniture. And even at one point in time, when one sells in the adverts, you sell beer, you have the image of a woman. So women are often reduced to some stereotyping and judged based on these binary boxes that society puts them in. I mean, sometimes you're smart, serious, unattractive, or simple, easy, and sexy. But mind you, we as women have a multifaceted, and we can do and be anything and be different things. Expecting us to fit into one dimension is, I think, a bit dishonest and unfair. So Sana is an adult who has chosen to take charge of her sexuality and appeal. She has been objectified against her will many times, but that did not upset people. What is important to think is about why does a woman taking control of a sexuality actually upset everyone. If you look at the picture does not make her any less capable, any less intelligent, and any less a serious politician. In fact, when I looked at the picture itself, what I saw was power, control, ambition perhaps, which I'm sure was the idea behind the shoot. And I think this is how she wants to project herself, strong and feminine. And this is who I am. But why are we as women, and mainly women in high positions, scrutinized?
And that's what I wanted to ask you next. Why does this keep happening? Why are women politicians and those in high positions scrutinized for what they wear?
Because we are all affected by our own internalized misogyny. You see, let's take it. If you have a female colleague and she's opinionated and get things done, she's often called rude and bossy. As studies have shown that feedback received from female bosses are more often received with more negativity than when we get feedback from male bosses. So quite often women ourselves, and we ourselves have often, more often than not, we have to prove ourselves. This means that we feel compelled to work through that whenever we have illness and stress, oftentimes to our own detriment, to ensure that we aren't perceived as weaker or less competent. So when, say for example, when I take leave for childcare, most women, I think, are seen quite often, not all the time, I would say, but quite often seen as unreliable compared to when a man who's seen as a good father, dependable, wow, he's taking off to go and take care of his child. I mean, those kind of internalized stereotype notions that come out, it's quite baffling when the roles are reversed. So this implicit bias is so insidious. It's often a huge, unseen negative impact on how women experience the world. I think Sana is being scrutinized here under the same misogynistic lens.
So, Mira, I wanted to share this quote with you from U.S. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She has said before, and I quote here, "The reason why some can't help but obsess about my clothes, rent, or mischaracterize respectful conversations as fights is because women like me aren't supposed to run for office or win." What are your thoughts on this? Is this the internalized misogyny that you mentioned?
Absolutely. Because, you know, when female politicians, they enter the field of politics. It's a field dominated by men. And most often, it is the men who set the uniform of politics. When I say the uniform, meaning what one has to wear, what are the rules and policies on what is respectable attire. Who sets these rules? Who are making these decisions? Let's ask that question first. I just want to tell you, share something with you about in our Malaysian context, because we're talking about attire. As a lawyer, when we go to court, we were at one point in time, were not allowed to wear pantsuits. We were only allowed to wear dresses or, of course, our traditional attire. 30 years ago, a lawyer by the name of Barma, a practicing lawyer, she lobbied for it to wear pants. Can you imagine? To wear pants, we have to lobby for it. Mm-hmm. So who sets these rules? And even 2 years ago, I was stopped in Parliament for wearing a dress that just touched my knee. And I was stopped because it was not 2 inches below my knee. So who sets these rules? Who are the people? Is it a particular set of male decision makers setting the rules? So I wanted to get that straight. We must question who is setting the rules and who is judging us.
So based on your observations, are men in similar positions of power scrutinized in the same way?
I think many men in leadership have had, you know, similar pictures like what Sana had online. Like, let's look at Russia's Putin and Justin Trudeau. These are the two that come to my mind. There was zero backlash. In fact, their pictures were celebrated. I dug out, there was an article that described Trudeau's topless picture saying, "When Canada's Prime Minister takes off his shirt, he isn't just showing off. He's showing Canadians who they really are. Really? And then Putin had pictures of himself doing very manly things, like wrestling tigers, fly fishing, picking, talking to horses. Used it as a political strategy. And here we have Sana doing a fashion shoot, and she rocked it very tastefully. So Putin used his pictures to his advantage, so why can't Sana do it? So it's this double standard. It may be unintentional, I don't know. It may be. I'm being cautious here. But it stems from a very patriarchal thinking, and which is why we must be constant in making sure to minimize this impact on how we think and act and not let this go. Because some have asked me, why do we still need to respond? Because we need to set the record straight. If we don't, we are accepting it.
Is there a line at all that women in power shouldn't cross when it comes to photo shoots or photos that they post online? I mean, for instance, you know, let's say if they're wearing a bikini, posing by the beach. And would this line apply to men as well?
But they never got this backlash. Why is it only Sana's getting a backlash? And she's not even topless. She's just wearing a suit. Has some femininity. But for me, clothing is about choice. I will not critique Putin or Trudeau. They want to wear it, they wear it. What I wear means, I mean, what I would choose myself personally may not be suitable for someone, some other woman. So we first need to be comfortable with our own individual choices and not be dictated by what others want us to wear or what how we should look or how we should portray. That's my view. But I will not critique those who choose to wear something that's so different from my own perception or how I would wear or someone who wants to be dictated by what society thinks they should wear or how a PR management team would think that they should wear. That's the choice that they eventually make. You know, it's his or her own choice. But women in power, you know, who always challenge expected norms, for me that's cool. And those who are critical of anyone's dressing is sometimes trapped in traditional expectations of how a woman should act or wear. Women who are in traditionally male-dominated fields are expected to erase the femininity. That is an expectation. And I think it's time that women push back and not be dictated, especially for a lifestyle magazine. Oh my gosh. She's more than a PM. She's a woman. So she is celebrating her femininity. And what's wrong with that?
Indeed. What does the backlash against Sana Marin inform us about where we are as a society right now, you know, in our pursuit for gender equality? And what do you think the future holds?
Finland is leading in the field of gender equality. They have a cabinet with more than 30%, I think, of women, female cabinet members. And they have a gender equality minister, male, mainstreaming gender. And yet we see Sarin being criticized. I don't think they have moved much further than us. Coming back to home front, it's another ballgame. I think it could be political suicide in Asia. In fact, Asian women politicians are expected till today to be guardians of tradition. And that means, I think, preserving the patriarchy.
Thank you, Meera. That was Meera Samantha, Vice President of the Association of Women Lawyers.
I'd just like to read a comment that we got on WhatsApp from Sai, who says, I don't judge the person wearing the shirt or clothing of their own choice. I do judge the person behind the words "for the people." You know, I do judge the person behind the clothing, and he also makes the point that an empty can makes the most noise.
So I think the key word there is choice, isn't there? Mm-hmm. And I do find that by and large, women are not given the same amount of leeway as men in terms of being judged by their actions or their capabilities. They're often, very, very often, judged by how they look first.
Mm, and Anthony also WhatsApping in with exactly that point. You know, why is it that men do not face the same criticism? Who cares about what women politicians wear? Even if they want to share legitimately revealing photos of themselves on Instagram, all of this has nothing to do with their job. He says he's so tired of the culture brigade trying to reinforce ancient stereotypes. Women politicians, just like male politicians, should be judged for their policies.
Yes, that's an excellent point, isn't it?
And, you know, I guess in talking about the double standards that are placed on men and women, yes, we do, I think, to a certain extent, judge men, male leaders and politicians, but it's not all, it's never within that sexualized way that women, the lens is placed on women.
Yes, because, and I think Mira made this point earlier, because the standards of what is decent is almost entirely based on men and their sense of acceptability, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even rules like, and a lot of corporate cultures still have these rules, that you should only wear dark clothing, for instance, that you need to only wear certain kinds of cuts, or all of those apply to men.
Yes, because it was literally man-made rules.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And then when women started entering the workforce, no one looked at it and thought, well, who are the ones who wear floral prints? Why are they not considered,
that's right,
you know, to be professional?
And how does that detract from professionalism
exactly,
in any way?
Yes, how does what you wear? And I've always thought about what would happen if the female equivalent of a Mark Zuckerberg slouched around in you know, slovenly looking clothes. Would she have been considered a successful, you know, young entrepreneur? I really have my doubts.
And, you know, I've heard of companies where the sort of corporate dress code for women is that they have to wear heels, and that's seen as, you know, that deems them to be professional. And even that, while it's, it is sexist in a way, isn't it? Because it's forcing a certain code or a certain value of femininity on women.
Yeah, and it doesn't even have to be a company. A few years ago, the Cannes Film Festival got into a lot of trouble for saying that formal wear meant women had to wear high heels on the red carpet.
Really?
Yeah, so, and a lot of female celebrities either chose not to go or took their shoes off and walked barefoot on the carpet, which I thought was quite funny.
Yeah, and, you know, even coming back to this photo shoot of Sanna Marin, I'm surprised, coming from Finland, right, which we over here in Asia, think that countries like Finland sort of are leaps and bounds ahead of us in terms of gender equality. But I guess that internalized misogyny that Mira talked about is not so easy to eradicate.
And I think it's also easy to weaponize it. I think if you're already if you're already against her, instead of targeting her policies, which would maybe be more difficult, it's just much easier to attack someone for the way they dress or the way they look.
Because
we are already conditioned to judge women for that anyway.
Yeah. I mean, our social media poll is quite encouraging. We asked, do you judge female politicians by what they wear? And 71% of you say that you don't. It doesn't matter to you. You know, but then there's also 17.1% who say that you do, and you judge men as well.
I suppose that's fair. If somebody gets judged, it should be everybody.
Everybody, yeah. If you're going to judge anyone, just, you know, be equal about it.
Well, you can continue to share your thoughts with us on that. You can tweet us at BFM Radio. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or drop us a message on Facebook. We are BFM, The Bigger Picture. And if you've missed any part of today's show, you can download the podcast at bfm.my/dailydigest on the BFM app or on Spotify. Coming up at 3 p.m. on Front Row, I will be speaking to Malaysian artist Davinder Singh about his latest exhibition called Tagistan, which is inspired by the industrial areas in Jalan Chan Saolin in KL, all entirely made up of recovered items that he's repurposed to create a very interesting exhibition. So stay tuned for that. We will leave you now with Queen by Janelle Monáe and Erykah Badu, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.